Hey, welcome back to the Semi-Seminarian, where we don't just break bread, we break down the lyrics. This is another pit stop on our Backroads revival known as Theology in Three Chords, where folk songs and red dirt laments sit side by side with old stories, campfire myths, and outlaw dreams like they've always belonged there. Some folks crack open a hymnal to hear from God, and I do too, but I also am willing to listen to a fiddle through a busted amp on a dim-lit stage in Ada. Because you know what? That's where the sacred stuff hides. In the static. In the half-forgotten. In the picking and the wailing and the long silences in between. You ever hear a song that made your bones remember something your mind never learned? That's how Randy Crouch writes. Not hits. Homings. Songs that call you back to the dirt and then sling you into orbit. He's not just a songwriter, he's a time traveler with a Telecaster and a fiddle, a mystic in cowboy boots, a man who makes the cosmic feel countrified and the divine sound like it came from a pawn shop amp. And understanding his lyrics aren't easy. They're elliptical. They're cracked open like old Bibles and ashtrays. You don't sing along with Randy. You fall into him. And he pulls you through wormholes with a chorus. And when you come out on the other side, you're not entirely sure what changed, but something did. And today, saints and sinners, we're talking about a song that's as wild as Revelation, as cryptic as Ezekiel, and as beautiful as Isaiah's coal-fired vision. A song where theology gets abducted, fed mushrooms, handed a Telecaster, and told, go play something honest. This one is part parable, part fever dream. Cosmic Western, where the campfire turns into a launch pad. Today, we're diving into Randy Crouch's masterpiece, The Epic, and at least I hope. I'll see you on the other side. Well, the cowboys were out picking around the range when they thought they heard something sound real strange, and they looked up to see a spaceship coming down to land. It starts like this. A bunch of cowboys out on the range plucking strings, minding their own. When they hear something strange, something not from around here, they look up and sure enough, there's a spaceship coming in hot, landing right there in the middle of the dust. The aliens step out cool as you please and say they'd caught wind of a music from way out yonder. They said they had to drop by and get in on this jam. Trail boss doesn't blink, just waves them in, pours some whiskey and says, there's beans in the pot. Let's see what y'all got. And they play. And Lord, do they play. These visitors with trout skin shimmer and three blinking eyes don't stop to tune. They just cross their eyes, grip their axes, and let the sound rip loose across the plains. Cowboys and cosmic pickers passing a bottle, trading solos around a fire that crackles like the edge of creation. And they get drunker. They get higher. The fire don't die, and neither does the groove. Then one of the aliens leans in close. Here's a cowboy swing just right and says, we know a place where all the horses have wings. And that line hits different. It should. That's not a joke. Not in Randy's song. That's not a metaphor. To Randy, that's an invitation. We know a place where all the horses have wings. Billy Bob looked up at that star, got his bedroll, packed his guitar, and said, you got it, Troutface. How long will we be gone? Billy Bob doesn't waste a moment. He looks up at that star the alien pointed to, rolls up his bedroll, slings his guitar over his shoulder, and says, you got it, buddy. He don't ask where they're headed. He does wonder how long they've been gone, but he just gets told we'll pass those time warps on the way, and we just may make it back here by the break of dawn. That's the kind of calling you won't get in a Sunday school. The kind of faith that's half stardust, half honky-tonk, and all heart. Billy Bob doesn't hesitate. He's not running from anything. He's running to something. To a place where songs don't end and the horses ain't bound by gravity. And the thing about Billy Bob, he's not special in the Sunday best sense. He's got a limp in his step, a cigarette burner in his songbook. He's just got ears to hear, and that's all the aliens needed. The folks in the audience never knew that that third eye wasn't put on with glue, and they said it wasn't anything new in the Rolling Stone. Earth didn't seem like home anymore. So they got their friends, and they left to explore. They come back, eventually, sunburnt and spaced out, smiling like men who've seen something holy. And what happens? The Rolling Stone says it's all a gimmick. Says the third eye's just a stunt. Says this space country blend is just another try-hard act clawing for relevance. It wasn't anything new in the Rolling Stone. That line right there is heartbreak wrapped in satire. It's the shrug of the establishment towards anything raw, real, authentic, but unmarketable. Because when the sacred gets strange, polite folks will often call it nonsense. When the music gets too true, they'll write it off as noise. So the band doesn't argue, doesn't explain. They just nod, call their friends, head back out to the stars. They form a band, a swinging science fiction country western band beaming through the systems from what they now call the promised land. They play wherever they're welcome, planets, moons, orbiting bars where time folds in on itself. As long as there's a mic and a place to get a drink, they're good to go. Granddad said, "Get on out of here, Billy Bob, go play your tunes and chase those flying horses across the sky with seven noons and play for every creature that you can." They're not chasing fame. They're chasing the jam. Building a universe out of broken chords and perfect imperfections. And everybody's blasted on an everlasting high. Because now, everyone's got their own horse to fly. So what do we make of it all? Maybe this. Holy doesn't always look holy. Sometimes it's barefooted, bearded, and blasting off with a Telecaster and a fiddle in the same song. And maybe grace is just the willingness to say yes to the strange. Maybe the most spiritual thing you can do is join the jam, even if you don't know the chords. Randy Crouch didn't write a hymn. He wrote a homecoming. A home for the weirdos, the wanderers, and the winged horsed riders who never felt quite at home on Earth. And you know what? That's good news. And maybe just maybe, that place with winged horses and never-ending sound waves, maybe that is the promised land. Not paved in gold, but ringing with reverb. A bar with no last call, a band that never runs out of songs. So, if you hear something tonight, something strange, some echo from the stars, some fiddle lick that don't sound quite human, don't ignore it. That's your invitation. Pack up your guitar, saddle up. There's a stage in the sky. And you know what? It's got your name on it. And somewhere out there past the Pleiades, between pickup note and the punchline, the UFO touches down. Maybe not in a blaze of glory, maybe just quiet-like. Like a beer can clinking on a tailgate. That's the thing about the good news. It doesn't always arrive with trumpets. Sometimes it drifts down in a crazy fiddle riff. Sometimes it smells like sweat and cedar smoke. Sometimes it sounds like an alien voice saying, y'all mind if we sit in for a tune? So, let's leave this tale where it belongs. Not framed, not finished, but still out there playing on some outlaw frequency. Still calling out to anyone who's ever felt too weird for Sunday morning, too real for the radio. But remember, the jam goes on. Fire's still warm. There's still beans in the pot. And the horses? Well, they've all got wings now. I'll see you next time.